So Bainbury, we suddenly took a great interest. Again, in the tunnel shots, we were actually getting pretty good. We had the first four that kind of leaked. We got out of 16 tunnel. We went to N tunnel. We went to T tunnel. We had a pretty good record. When I say pretty good record, enough that we were able to recover the experiment. Because it's one thing to expose a warhead and get the active measurements off of it. It's another thing to be able to go in and recover it and physically look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had some big failures, as bad as Mighty Oak, okay, in the sense there was one called Door Mist, which was in G tunnel, blew out rather badly. That was a 68 shot. We had another 68 shot called Hudson Moon. That was very hard to recover any experiments because, again, it failed. And what was happening is we were not closing off that line of sight pipe such that we could keep the cavity gases. Because what happens is the bomb goes off in a few microseconds. And it's all this hot energy, radiative energy. It has to be converted to mechanical energy. Only about half of it gets converted to mechanical energy. Mm-hmm. The other half is what we call internal energy. And I won't even go into that.
Don't.
But any physicist will know exactly what I just said, okay?
Okay.
So the Earth really doesn't know anything has happened, in a sense, for almost a millisecond. By then, you've created a shock wave. The shock wave is so intense, it's like hundreds of millions of atmospheres, about 100 million atmospheres pressure. Its shock vaporizes about 70 tons of material per kiloton of yield. That, in turn, that vapor is still at very high pressures, in excess of a megabar, a million atmospheres. It will shock melt another 700 tons or so of material per kiloton of yield. That gets you out to a radius for a KT of about 3 to 4 meters. Now you've got a breakaway shock wave, which is traveling faster than the cavity growth. And you'll push outward in the kinds of media we have. It depends on the strength of the rock, anywhere from 10 to 13 meters per kiloton to the one-third. Okay, that's the cavity. So, and it does that. For example, a kiloton shot creates a cavity at the test site, the Nevada test site, which is fairly soft rocks. It'll create that roughly 75 or so, let's see, I'm sorry, let me get it right, 80 foot or so diameter cavity. Okay.
A kiloton.
A kiloton. And it does that in about 140 milliseconds.